the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. Amen. See all these youth out tonight, all these churches represented. It's certainly a blessing. So excited when Brother Wynn gave us the call and enjoyed Brother Wynn. We had him over at the church for revival back in the fall. Our folk really enjoyed Brother Wynn. Appreciate his stand on God's Word. Amen. Appreciate all these churches that still are laboring together. Amen. I like what the Cornette sisters, whatever they call them, I call them good. Amen. I like folk that know who they're singing about. Amen. And, you know, I thought about what they said. I'm glad I know I've been to Calvary. Amen. There's no doubt about it tonight. I know where I've been, that I've been there. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm glad that because I know that I've been there, I'm not worried about when he comes back. Amen. I'm looking for him to come back because the Bible teaches us that's our blessed hope. Amen. And the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And I am Dwayne Dillard, been preaching a little over 5 years and been pastoring four of those, just trying to do what the Lord have us to do. But if you have your Bibles, turn with us tonight to Luke chapter number 17. Luke chapter number 17. I do appreciate all that's out. Appreciate those from Beulah that came with us tonight and made the trip. I do appreciate them as well. Luke chapter number 17, and when you find your place, if you would, please stand respect and honor to God's Word tonight. Luke chapter number 17, we're going to start reading tonight in verse number 11. The Bible said, and it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. As he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? And they are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. I want you to notice tonight, verse number 17, where the Bible said, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? I want to preach tonight on this simple thought, where are the thankful? Where are the thankful? Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we thank you tonight for your many blessings. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this church. Father, for this pastor. Lord, hadn't known him that long, but we love him tonight, and we pray for him and his family. And Lord, we pray for this church, every church that's represented tonight. Lord, I pray, Father, that you'll bless every youth that's here tonight. Lord, I pray you'll bless. And Father, we realize our inability tonight. We realize that without you, we're nothing. But Lord, we're looking for a touch from heaven tonight. Lord, I pray, Father, that we may decrease, that Jesus may increase tonight, Father. And I pray that when we leave here tonight, we'll say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. And I pray tonight, if there's somebody here that's lost, I pray, Holy Spirit of God, that you'll convict their heart, that you'll draw them and show them their need of a Savior. And before they leave this place tonight, they'll accept Jesus as their personal Savior. We love you tonight, and we thank you for all that you do and all that you're going to do. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. As I read this very familiar scripture, you know, the Lord laid this thought on my heart, where are the thankful? And we find in our text tonight that there are 10 lepers that are healed. But what caught my attention as I was studying this, there was only one that returns to give the Lord Jesus the proper thanks, my friend, for his healing touch upon them. Amen. I got thinking about my own life, Brother Wynn, and you know, there's been many a times that I prayed, I've got along in that secret place, my friend, and just prayed to God and, you know, ask Him for certain things. And, you know, there's been a few times, and we know that God answers our prayers. We know that whether it be yes or whether it be no, whether it's in, my friend, it's always in His timing. And we know tonight whatever His answer is always right. Amen. Whatever the timing is, we know is always right. But I thought about some of the prayer requests or the petitions, if you will, that I have brought to the Lord. And there's been times that He's answered them. And I've just thanked Him. Amen. I just praised Him for what He's done. But I've thought back, sadly, there's been some times that He's answered the prayers. And I failed to thank Him like I should. And, you know, I got thinking about these 10 leopards. And I want to look from these verses here. And I found 5 things that I see from our text tonight. I'll share them with you and get out of the way. But I see, number 1, the condition of the men in verse number 12. How the Bible said, there met Him 10 men that were lepers. And we know that lepers had the disease of leprosy. Amen. And leprosy, we know, is a type or a picture of sin in a person's life. And as I thought of the condition of this man, these men, I found that they were defiled. Amen. They were dirty. And you know, I thought about the lepers. As you study God's words, you'll find that they had to stand away from the people. You'll find that they had to holler unclean, unclean in the presence of others in order that they might warn those that they are defiled. And I got thinking about them, my friend, how embarrassing this would be, amen, not only to have, Brother Wynn, this disease, this incurable disease, my friend, but to have to stand away from the people and cry out, unclean, unclean, amen. And you know, that had to be embarrassing in that day, but I got thinking about, my friend, in themselves, they had no hope, amen. They had this disease that was incurable. But I thought about this disease as they had no hope. My friend, in men's ability, in man's power, there was no cure for this disease. I got thinking about sin. Amen. The Bible said in Romans 3:6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Amen. Listen, you and I were born sinners, Brother Wynn. Amen. There was nothing we could do in ourselves, amen, to merit salvation. Amen. The Bible says, the wages or the payment of sin is death. Amen. Titus 3:5, the Bible said, not by works of righteousness which we have done. You say, preacher, I'm a sinner tonight. You were born a sinner. Amen. I was born a sinner. Amen. And the Bible declares tonight, it's not by righteousness which we have done. Amen. Listen, the best that I can offer is dirty laundry in God's sight. Amen. Listen, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done. Thank God. Listen, we're dirty tonight. We're filthy. Amen. Deserving hell. But thank God for His mercy. Amen. I'm glad for that tonight. Amen. We see this condition, my friend. And as I thought about that, you know, a man's ability, there was no hope for cure of leprosy, my friend. In man's ability, there's no cure for sin. But I'm glad to report to you tonight, there is hope. Amen. Listen, I wouldn't come to here tonight, listen, preach something so discouraging to you, to tell you, my friend, your condition, that you're a sinner. Listen, just leave it at that. Amen. Listen, the Bible goes on to say that there is hope. Amen. Listen, the hope is not in the president. Amen. I'm glad for that. Amen. Listen, the hope is not in Congress. Amen. Listen, your local authorities. Amen. The hope is in a man named Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. Amen. Listen, tonight I'm thankful, my friend. I realize, my friend, one day, hey, you say, Brother Dwayne, listen, who are you? Listen, I'm an old country boy from Mud Holler, amen, that deserves hell tonight, but thanks be unto God, amen, I heard the word of God preached, amen. Listen, I saw my condition, amen, and I saw my hope in a Savior, amen, Jesus Christ, amen. Listen, I deserve hell tonight. You deserve hell.
But there's a Savior that loved you. Amen. He loves you tonight. I thought about how they were defiled, my friend, and also how their condition, they were denounced, or no doubt they were criticized or condemned publicly. Listen, no one wanted anything to do with the leper. Amen. As they would stand and they would holler unclean. I thought about that. How nobody wanted anything to do with them. My friend, you may be here tonight, youth. Amen. Listen, I know that you face a lot of things. I know there's a lot of temptations out there. Oh, drugs and alcohol, different things today. But listen, I'm going to tell you, this world may attract you, and it does the flesh. But I'm going to tell you, as long as you have money, my friend, as long as there's alcohol, as long as there's drugs, amen, they'll be there for you, Brother Wynn. But listen, they'll drop you like a hot rock. Amen. They don't care for you. Amen. Listen, I know this. My friend, we just now, listen, maybe some of you saw the murders, the murder that took place in Pigeon Forge, where the 20-year-old boy was gunned down. That was my cousin. Amen. He died. Listen, as far as I know, he lifted his eyes in a devil's hell. Listen, it breaks my heart. My friend, listen, you call and you invite. The family call and they invite. My friend, my dad went to witness to him. I'll be there. You come pick me up. I'll come to church. Amen. But listen, when he would go, guess what? I'll come another time. I'll go another time. Listen, that other time never came. Amen. Listen, he was in a lifestyle of drugs. Amen. I'm going to tell you what it ends in. It ends in destruction. Amen. But do you realize tonight, even for Justin, amen, if he would have repented of his sins and called upon Jesus, amen, guess what? Jesus would have saved him. Amen. Listen, there's a lot of things out there. This world makes it attractive. Amen. I've been preaching to our youth there at the church. Amen. Listen, on their beer commercials and all that. Amen. They have it all partying up. Amen. Listen, look at the good time you have. Amen. But they don't show you sin's backyard. Amen. Listen, they don't take you down to the dry out centers. Amen. And see these youth. Amen. They don't take you down, my friend, at the graveyards and show you, amen, what the end result is. Amen. Listen, I thought about how they were criticized, they were condemned, but I find that they were denied. Hey man, the leper was not able to take part in public worship due to the fact that he was defiled. He was dirty, or he is unclean, and he might infect others. My friend, I want you to see tonight, a person's sin must be forgiven. Amen. Listen, I don't know how many people, and I know they mean well tonight. There's a lot of folk. As far as I know, they wasn't saved. But when you go through times, preachers, amen, listen, they'll say, I'm praying for you. Amen. And they mean well. I know what they're saying. Amen. But listen tonight, if you're not saved by the grace of God, amen, listen, if your sins hadn't been forgiven, amen. God don't hear your prayer, amen. He only hears the prayer, amen, of the repentant sinner, amen. And then after, my friend, the blood's applied, amen. Listen, you can go to the throne of grace boldly and find that help to need. Hey, listen, we need help tonight, amen. Listen, I'm glad for the privilege of prayer. Amen. I'm glad when Jesus, amen. Aren't you glad you didn't have to go out tonight, get you a sacrifice? Amen. Like they did back in the Old Testament. I'm glad we've got a new way tonight. I'm glad that there was a lamb. John said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Amen. Listen, God's only begotten came. He was slain. Amen. He went all the way for me and you. Amen. Listen, I'm glad that night he bowed his head, and that day he gave up the ghost. Amen. Listen, the Bible said that the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to the bottom. Amen. That we have access into the throne of grace. Amen. Listen, I'm glad for Jesus tonight. But not only his condition, I see the cry of the miserable in verse 13. The Bible said, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. You know, I found it was a desperate cry. These leopards knew no one else could help them. Hey, man, listen, my friend, have you been there? Hey, man, have you been on rock bottom? Hey, man, listen, I'm going to tell you tonight, until you realize you're a sinner, hey, man, until you realize you're lost, hey, man, you can't be saved, hey, man. Listen, the Bible said, the preaching of the cross, amen, is to them that perish fully, but unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hey, listen, I'm glad for these men of God that have stood over these years and preached the word of God, amen, and warned folk of a devil's hell, amen, that's still burning, amen, it's still burning, amen. But I thought about, listen, rock bottom, amen, a desperate cry. It was a definite cry. They cried out for mercy. It was a dependent cry. They knew that Jesus was their only resort for healing. Notice verse 13. It said, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. You know, I got thinking about my own life and how, the time that I was born. My mom and dad, they had been saved. They were just, my mom and dad, they wasn't raised in church. They wasn't told about Jesus, but they got saved before I was born. And I've got my brother here tonight with me, and you know, they raised us in church, amen. Old preacher preaching out of a King James Bible, amen. Listen, I can still see old brother D. Biggs, amen, my pastor. He'd stand up there and the tears would flow down his face as he'd preach God's word. Amen, I'll never forget. Do you know that you know that you know? That's what he'd say. I'm glad tonight, my friend, that one night I realized, amen, that I was a sinner, amen. Hey, listen, I was a Sunday school superintendent. Amen. It's going to shock you. I was a Sunday school teacher. Amen. I'd made a couple professions of faith. Amen. I'm not confusing you tonight. Once you get saved, you get saved. Amen. But listen, the difference was one night, amen, my pastor, he said, how long you been saved? And the Holy Spirit of God, amen, he started working in there, started convicting my heart. And listen, I went home. He dealt with me all week. I went Sunday morning. I went Sunday night. Amen. And there was a missionary that came by. Amen. He preached. I went outside like we always do. Amen. He stuck his head out the door. He said, we're still having church in here. So I was curious. I went back in. Amen. I went back in. And I said, I'll never forget, about three pews back. And the Lord dealing with me, my heart beating out my chest. Boy, I said, it's all hell hot. Satan's telling me, what will people think? I mean, I was sitting there, Lord dealing with me, what will people think? I mean, you're a Sunday school teacher. You're a Sunday school superintendent. Your father-in-law's a pastor. Your daddy's a Sunday school teacher. What would they think? You know what I did? I jumped up. I called him a liar. I said, I don't care what they think. Hey, man, I went up and grabbed my pastor and said, I need to get saved by the grace of God. Amen. And I got saved that night. Amen. I got saved that night. I went home that night. I'll never forget. I went home and I picked up the phone and I called my daddy. I called the one that many nights, that the way the house was built, well, I could look from my bedroom and I'd see my dad on his knees beside his bed. You say, who was he praying for? He was praying for his children. I picked up the phone and I was crying. I said, Dad, I said, I just got saved. Amen. We cried, we shouted. My oldest son was just a little fella and he went down there. He said, Mom and Daddy just got saved. Amen. Amen. Listen, I realized that Jesus was passing by. Amen. The Bible said that there. He said, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Do you remember that morning, that evening? Amen. Maybe midnight. Amen. I don't know where it was that you realized Jesus passed by and you cried out. Amen. I thought about old blind Bartimaeus as he was sitting on the roadside begging. Amen. As Jesus passed by, he cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. And you know those disciples there, they said, hold your peace. But I'm glad when he cried out, even the more the Bible said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Did Jesus take off running? morning. Oh, he stopped. Amen. He stopped. Amen. Guess what? Amen. Listen, I was once blind, but now I see. That song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Amen. It's by his grace tonight. Amen. Listen, saved by his grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. I want you to see these men had a hope, for Jesus was there. Amen. You might be here tonight and you say, preacher, I'm going to put it off tonight. I'm going to take my chance. I'm going to take my chance tonight. I'm going to put it off. I'm going to live my life tonight. I've got plenty of life ahead. My cousin celebrated his 20th birthday, March the 7th, Thursday. Little did he know, he would die at a bullet Sunday. Go out of this life, my friend. The Bible said for the believer to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The Bible said for the rich man in hell, he lifted up his eyes, yes, being sir. In torments. Yes. So I got thinking, you know, about this life. The Bible said, what is your life? It's as a vapor. It appears for a little while, then it vanishes away. God is a merciful God, but you cannot guarantee. If he's dealing with you tonight, amen, you can't guarantee he's going to deal with you the next time. Amen. We've seen, I appreciate this youth. We've seen a move of God in our youth at the church. We've had 13 saved in these last little bit. And I've seen our teenagers during revival, Brother Wynn. They fell out and they was on the altars. They were weeping and they were crying. Just the old-fashioned, amen, the Holy Ghost show up. Amen. We still say Holy Ghost down where we're at. Amen. That one night we had six saved. That Friday night the preacher did preach. The Lord showed up. Amen. But the Lord moved in. We had six saved that Friday night. Listen, folk, just getting right with God. I told him, I said, you need to get in while the water's troubled. Amen. Listen, Jesus was there. He realized Jesus. They realized Jesus was there. They said, Jesus, Master. I looked up that word master. It means chief commander. These lepers knew that Jesus was totally in command of even the disease and death. And they put their trust in him to help him. Do you remember that night you called on him to help you? I'm glad not only did he help me when he saved me by his grace, but he helps me day by day. Amen. His grace, amen, has saved me. His grace will lead me home. Amen. I'm glad of that. His grace and his mercy. But not only that, I see the compassion of the Master. In verse number 14, he said, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. You know, little did they know, my friend, when Jesus spoke these words, hey man, listen, they was getting ready to be healed. There's one thing for Jesus, my friend, to say something to you. Amen. The Holy Spirit to say something to you. There's another thing for you being obedient to God's word. Amen. They could have heard Jesus say at that time, they could have heard him say, go show yourselves to the priests. And they could have sit there and talked amongst themselves. But guess what they did? They believed God. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 14, it said, it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. Amen. He touched them. But not only that, I see fifthly the cleansing of the marked ones. Look there in the last part of verse number 14. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. They were cleansed. You know, tonight, you can hear God's words. You can hear the gospel, the good news of the gospel preached. The Lord can deal with your heart. But you got to have faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. Amen. Listen, my friend, believing what? Believing that Jesus is who he said he was. Amen. That he is God's darling son. That he came, that he died. He was buried on that third day. He rose again, triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. Aren't you glad of that tonight? Aren't you glad for the night that He cleansed you? Amen. That you cried out. Amen. That you left, my friend, not the same way you came. Amen. Listen, I went home that night and, boy, I cried a little bit. I said, I never forgot. Hey, I'll never forget that night I got saved. I tell the church all the time, I might forget it. Amen. Listen, my mind may go, but listen, I serve one, amen, that'll never forget. Amen. He sealed me. Amen. Listen, I'm glad He saved me. He sealed me. He keeps me. Amen. But you think about these lepers, and I got thinking about that, and said in verse number 16, and fell down on his, or 15, it said, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. One, brother. When one out of ten. I went to John Battle High School. Amen. And I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. Amen. I'll be the first to say that. But I can figure one out of ten is 10%. Amen. 10% came back to thank Him. I want you to think about your lives tonight. Young folk, middle-aged folk, amen, whatever age you are tonight, I want you to think about your life, how God's blessed your life. If you're here tonight and you've been saved by the grace of God, just go back to that place where you knelt and you ask Him into your heart. You think about how He snatched you, my friend, out of the pits of hell. Amen. Listen, I'm glad I'm not going there. Amen. He lifted me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. He established my goal. Amen. He's my rock. Amen. He saved me. And I thank Him for that. Then I think about after He saved me. I'm glad He called me. And I'm praying. We got another young preacher here. He just surrendered to preach out of the church. The Lord's using him. And I want to see these young folk used. Amen. I want to see them. Listen, He called me. Amen. Listen, I'll never forget that night. He started dealing with me to preach. I went home and I talked to Amanda. I told her one time, I said, I believe He's called me to preach. You pray about it. She didn't mention it again. I didn't mention it to her about 6 months into it, Brother Wynn. I said, I got to talk to somebody. I said, this has killed me. Amen. So my father-in-law, Brother Les Ketchum, is my pastor. Me and him went out to Pals like good Baptists do. Amen. Got us a hot dog. Amen. I said, Les, I got to talk to you. I said, Lord, been dealing with me to preach. He said, if He's dealing with you now, He'd be dealing with you a year from now. Amen. That's what He told me. And I'll never forget that night down at an old tent meeting there on Island Road in Bristol. Amen. Probably over 1,000 people there. I wasn't going to go that night. Amanda said, let us go. And she said, let's go. John Bishop preached that night. I couldn't tell you anything that he preached, but the Lord was dealing with my heart that night. My friend, and listen, invitation came. During that invitation, you know how the invitation was given. Brother Morgan, I was sitting there, and I could tell it was about to close. And I said, Lord, if You want me to go up, You extend that invitation, because I knew it was going to close. Amen. About that time, Brother Dewey Williams got up there to the mic, and he said, I feel like there's somebody here tonight. You got a burden on your heart. I just stepped out. Amen. Listen, I went up there. Amen. Got on the altar. Amen. Said, Lord, if You'll take my life, You'll use me. Amen. I'll be willing to go. Amen. Old Brother Bob still got up. A man of God stuck his hand on my shoulder. I said, preach the word, son. Old Gene Lasley grabbed me by the shoulder. Preach the word, son. I thank God. Listen, tonight, if He can use me, He can use you. Amen. I thank Him tonight how He's used us. Amen. Amen. He'll use you tonight. And listen, what has He done in your life? Look how He's blessed your life. Amen. Look, my friend, maybe at the spouse that He's given you. Maybe the children that He's given you. Amen. Maybe the church that He's given you. Amen. Listen, to be the under-shepherd. Listen, He's blessed us. But this one realized it. He realized, I've been cleansed. The Bible said in verse 16, he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? And where are the 9? They're not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. I don't know what it is tonight in your life. Maybe you just want to get around the altar tonight and you say, Lord, I thank you for saving me. Amen. Well, I heard a preacher say one time, amen, those times when you get down, it feels like your prayers ain't getting no higher than the ceiling. What he just saw, I believe it was Brother Charles Worley I listened to. He said he just starts thanking, amen, thanking the Lord, thanking the Lord. Amen, thank you, Lord, for saving me. He said it won't be too long, amen. Listen, business will pick up a little bit, amen. Lord, thank you for that night you saved me. Thank you, Lord, for how I've looked back throughout my life and those times that I could see where you've led me each step of the way. Those times that you protected me. Maybe for the spouse that I have, maybe for the children that I have. And just give him the praise and the honor and the glory for it. I want to challenge you tonight, young folk. Amen. Thank you for being here on a Saturday night. Amen. When you could have been anywhere else. But I'm going to tell you, it's worth serving God tonight. Amen. It's worth serving Him. No matter what you face tonight, listen, friend, look to God. Amen. Look to Him tonight. We're the thankful. Every head bowed, every eye closed.